This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What do you do out of love because you've decided to love people? Every wedding I conduct, I say the statement that Annie, my wife, doesn't agree with, but I say love is a decision. That people don't fall in love, they decide to love. And we go round and round. She says, no, people do fall in love. And I said, no, they don't. They decide to love. And so we'll never settle that argument in the rest of our lives. But I believe that love is a decision. You decided to love your spouse. There was a day, you may not remember it, but there was a point in time where you made a decision to love another person. And when you love somebody, you do something to that person that's so powerful. Do you know what you do when you love somebody? I talked about this recently. We look at people to see how valuable they are in terms of their contribution to our lives, and then we make a decision to love them. Okay, he's valuable, he'll help me. She's valuable, she can help my life, and I'll love them. But we create value in people's lives when we love them. Andrew Hensley was a missionary from Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beginning of the 1900s. He went to work with a tribe on the Congo River in Africa. First thing he found out, these people don't have written language. No books, no dictionary, nothing. So in order to convey the gospel to them, he had to do a very basic thing. He had to learn their language. So, you know, he literally learned the language by doing a simple thing that I couldn't think of anything better. He started by pointing to a chair. He said to someone, what is this? And the person said, Bosai, B-O-S-A-I. It's good, wrote it down, B-O-S-O-I, Bosai. He pointed to a window, what's that? And they said, Bosai. What's the sky up there? What's that? And he said, Bosai. Everything he pointed to was Bosai. He found out the word Bosai meant finger. Isn't that great? He said the people in that tribe pointed by jutting out their lower lip at something. Now, you don't have to do it now, but later, look at the person next to you and see what happens when you jut out your lower lip. I don't know. That could be dangerous, I suppose, if you don't know the person. But that's how they pointed to things. And he started writing down the words of the language. But here's the interesting thing. He found out in his discovery process that they had no word for love. There was no word in their language to explain love, and he wondered, how do I convey the love of God and the love of Christ? And he heard a mother holding a small child saying a word over and over again, the word Okifi. I don't even know how to spell it, but that's what she would say over and over. So he asked someone who could communicate with him, what is Okifi meant? And here's what the person said. He said, Andrew, it means that this mother cares for her little girl so much that when she thinks of what the years may mean ahead for her, that she hurts. Interesting description. She cares so much for her little girl that when she thinks, what do the years mean in the future for her, it hurts her, it gives her pain. And Andrew Hensley said, I finally had my expression. I knew the words I needed. He said that he described the love that Christ had for us, that Jesus cares for us so much that it hurt. He loved us so much that it hurt. Now, here's where I want to go with this. This is sad to say, but I believe it's true. There are husbands in this room who don't have a word for love in their own home. And there are wives and mothers who perhaps don't have a word for love, and there are parents that don't have a word for love for their children, and children who don't have a word for love, and love is never expressed. And I want to share something with you, that love that's never expressed is not experienced. Write that down. Love that is not expressed is not experienced, and it's how people experience love is when we're told that we're loved. And you know, there's nothing that invigorates a person more emotionally and psychologically and psychically to have someone say, I love you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.